Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to offer some soil testing tips, talk about the upcoming KSU Cattlemen's Day and the Master Gardener Educational Program coming next week, and let everyone know here at the Extension Office, we are accepting applications for a new Family and Community Wellness Agent. But first, for today's Did You Know? Each year, FFA chapters around the country celebrate National FFA Week. It's a time to share what FFA and the impact it has on members every day. This year, more than 700,000 FFA members will spend the week of February 19th through the 26th developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agriculture education. They will do so in creative and innovative ways. Whether volunteering to clean up a local fairgrounds or throwing a citywide party to celebrate the birth of our first president, there is no limit to how this week can be recognized. It can also be hosting a breakfast for teachers, an open house for FFA supporters, or bestowing chapter-level degrees. It's truly an opportunity to celebrate all things FFA. As a former educational educator and FFA advisor for 11 years at Mound Ridge High, FFA Week is something that I always look forward to, since it was a way to share my passion for youth, agriculture, and the FFA organization. FFA members are best known for their blue corduroy jackets and representing all things agriculture. In my gardening news, soil tests are a valuable tool that many home gardeners don't utilize. Most gardeners think that soil tests are done to find out what nutrients are deficient. However, it is just important to know if you have adequate levels of nutrients so you don't need unneeded fertilizer. Soil tests not only saves money from adding excess to the garden, but it also helps plants thrive by balancing nutrients and helps the environment by limiting fertilizer pollution. Gardeners should take a test this spring if one hasn't had one done for several years. Here's how to perform an adequate soil test. Gardeners will need a clean plastic bucket, a soil probe or shovel, and a trowel. The first step in taking a soil test is planning where the samples should be taken. Samples should be taken at several different areas in the garden or lawn. Dig 6 to 8 inches deep in the soil. Take 8 subsoil samples from the same area. Mix the soil samples together in the clean container. From the mixed subsoils, select 1 pint of soil and leave your sample to air dry. After you have all your samples, bring your soil to our extension office to have it sent off to be tested. Soil tests will indicate the pH levels and the presence of phosphorus and potassium, common ingredients in fertilizer. The test can also identify other nutrients if desired. Those soil tests are useful for identifying nutrient deficiencies and soil pH. They do not tell the whole story. We often receive soil from gardeners that are having a difficult time growing crops, even though their soil test shows the pH is fine and the nutrients are not deficient. If plants are still not thriving after adequate soil test results, some reasons may include not enough sun, lack of organic matter in a clay soil, excessive or improper watering, nearby herbicide producing walnut trees, nearby tree roots, or shallow soils. All problems that can affect the growth and production of your plants. In my cow-calf news, here is some information on the upcoming 109th K-State Cattlemen's Day scheduled for March 4th. K-State faculty members will present the topics covering cow-calf and range management, stalker, growing and backgrounding, feedlot and rumen nutrition, and meat science and muscle biology. We're excited to be back in person to host the 109th Cattlemen's Day, said A.J. Tarpoff. He is the assistant professor and Cattlemen's Day co-chairman. Our annual program thrives to address the key issues and to provide current information that keeps our industry relevant and efficient. The day starts off at 8 a.m. with refreshments, educational exhibits, and the trade show. In my Master Gardening news, please plan to attend the second educational Master Gardener and Friend program, which will be February 24th. Katie Schmidt from Heston's Dick Arboretum will be here to give her presentation on bee hotels and hummingbirds. Plan to attend this free educational program to improve your gardening skills. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a safe and happy Friday.